back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines. PT, my friend, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, PT?
Hey, Matt. It's good to hear you back on the air. As I know you've been there for a while. I just haven't had a chance to listen to you in the morning, but it's good to hear you again.
Thank you.
Anyway, regarding Voss, I mean, the guy is so arrogant. I don't know if it's arrogance. It's just so disassociated with Wisconsin to suggest that we should lower the flag for Limbaugh. I mean, it just, it shows that he's listening to him on a regular basis, but it also further defines how extreme he is. And to suggest that to Evers that we lower the flag, it's just, what do you call it? It takes a lot of what, Matt?
Well,
it takes a lot. Chutzpah, what is it? I don't know what the term is, but and then to charge the taxpayers to hire lawyers to gerrymander against us.
Right.
I just don't get that. He is poison for this state. Just poison.
Yeah, well,
you know, if they want, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're hitting the nail on the head, and I'll tell you what, he gets in because he is gerrymandered. He wouldn't win otherwise. We had a prior caller slammer who made the point, mentioned his former opponent, Voss's. What Voss did was he photoshopped the sign. His opponent, Democratic opponent, was holding up a sign, Trump photo or Voss photoshopped in, defund the police. Oh. So this goes all around a conservative district. That isn't what the guy had on the sign. Now, that should have resulted in litigation. But it takes a while, and then what are your damages, you know? And so the Republicans are very sneaky. They also put around a Photoshop video of Nancy Pelosi at the State of the Union. Remember, she ripped up Trump's speech. She ripped up his speech. They Photoshopped a copy of the U.S. Constitution. It looked like she was ripping up the Constitution. Nobody sues these guys. These guys, it's a crooked deal. It's a crooked deal. And so with Voss, there's nothing he won't do. Forget just half-mast for limbo and forget just – you know, things like, well, you in your property tax, your state income taxes are going to be paying $1 million minimum, $200,000 a month starting in July or earlier if necessary. Very weasel language to Mortara and Constavoy in Washington, D.C. to gerrymander again. That should be stopped. That's not a public purpose. PT, thanks a lot for calling in. You're absolutely right on the money. Now, there is a difference of opinion, this is inevitable, between mainstream Democrats as well as progressive Democrats and Biden on forgiving student loans. And I want to highlight this and give reasons. Biden has suggested forgiving student loans up to $10,000. Many of the Democrats, the progressives on the far left want all student loans forgiven. Schumer and some of the people in the middle want 50,000. So therefore, it's a difference between 10,000 and 50,000. Here's where I come down. And I come down on the side of Biden on this one for this reason. Biden's point is that with a lot of private colleges, they have financial aid packages. They look at your application and they give you virtually everything you need based on the ability of your parents to pay. And what's ever left over, they can come up with or borrow. Now, what we have to do is get rid of the high interest rates. Right now, the Republicans put in that you can't renegotiate, you can't prepay. That's wrong. You can prepay your mortgage. Why can't you prepay a student loan? The interest rates are very high. And the interest should be guaranteed by the U.S. government. And the loan should be too, because up until Reagan, they did. When I got out of college, it was at 3% and I paid it off right away. It was about $35,000. However, now it can be 8 or 9, 10%, and it's just with commercial banks and not backed up by the U.S. government. So that is something that should be done. But frankly, and Biden was saying, if Harvard or Yale admits somebody, they're going to give them all the money, and poor person's going to get everything. And if somebody has to borrow a couple of grand, that's because there's a determination by experts that their parents or they could come up with it. And I think forgiving up to 10 grand is exactly right. Now, some people have debts of a couple of hundred grand. couple of hundred. One thing that I should think should be done is a lot of this is for-profit colleges online, and they give you a lot of song and dance, and then you owe a couple of hundred grand, and then the government either pays it. No. Under the GI Bill, no. I think what I would do is stop the business of the government paying these private universities. In other words, it should be public universities, or if they're private, you know, and I'm talking now about the GI Bill, it's a separate issue. There should be nonprofits that are established and set up. Secondly, I think these for-profit ones should be prohibited from using the word university. That is a misleading term, a university. They're not universities or college. They're college. They're training centers. And the third thing, I think, is they shouldn't be permitted to use state names. They'll pick out a name like, say, Southern Wisconsin or Northern Utah, and they'll say University of Southern Wisconsin, Northern Utah. It's not a real entity. It's a commercial entity. But the average person thinks, oh, I'm going to university, and it has some respectability. We got to get that under control. We've got to get that under control. And they have a lot of lobbyists hammering away on politicians. But when it comes to for actually forgiving debt that has already been incurred, I believe that Biden is right. 10,000 or 50,000 doesn't come close to a couple of hundred grand for the debt that some people have gone into. But the fact is that we have to have a program, but it has to be a coherent, holistic program. And I think 10,000, 10,000, and 10,000 for public colleges and nonprofit private colleges, not for profit. And then secondly, going forward, making sure that the for profits are reined in, and that we're not spending public money on them. Most, in some cases, well over half, even almost all, of public money is going to these for profits. And people with those degrees aren't getting jobs. You know, they have a picture of a nurse or a firefighter, stock photo. Come on. That's not a real education. They shouldn't be able to use the word university, and they shouldn't be able to use state names as if somehow they're affiliated with a state. Should not have that at all. Okay, we're coming up to the end of the show. There's a lot of other things to discuss. One of them I do want to discuss is a very important piece in Urban Milwaukee by Bruce Thompson. And frankly, Urban Milwaukee has the best investigative reporting in the state. Bruce Murphy's operation there is top notch. And in this terrific article by Bruce Thompson in Urban Milwaukee, he points out that Democratic Assembly candidates in the last election trail Biden. So before you start sitting back on your haunches and think, oh, we're doing great. The only problem is gerrymandering. The only problem is, Biden won. Biden won because people thought the other guy was flat out nuts and a criminal, and Biden was an honest guy who was experienced and had been VP. But the grassroots level, our assembly candidates trailed him in real terms, not in gerrymandered terms. We have a lot of work to do, a lot of work to do. Okay, we're getting back. We're going to close the show, coming to the end of the show. Matt Flynn Direct. Back tomorrow. We have great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crudy, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Sandoz. On Tuesday, Busted Pencil. Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman. Sharp Elbows. Let's Get Local. Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. Great programming always. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Back tomorrow, same time, same place.